Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 27th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:30. I'm Brent Allen. Sunny and cool out the door this morning. Currently sitting at 43 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Following yesterday's news about social advocates for youth transferring dozens of young people to other facilities, today comes the news that the 53-year-old organization that serves youth in crisis has laid off its staff and will file for bankruptcy. According to the Press Democrat, employees were given the news at a meeting yesterday. One major donor reversed its pledge of $500,000 after reviewing the organization's finances. SAY then declined to accept the remaining $600,000 pledged by six other individuals. It is unclear right now what will happen to the 63-bed Dream Center on Summerfield Road. A drunk driver was convicted of his fifth DUI, but over objections of prosecutors, the judge declined to sentence him to prison on Monday. Sonoma County Superior Court Judge Dana Simons overruled prosecutors' objections and instead sentenced Juan Garcia Vigil to probation. The judge also ordered Vigil to enroll in a substance abuse treatment program. At his most recent DUI arrest on June 2nd, his blood alcohol level was 0.33, or four times the legal limit. Santa Rosa police continue their search for a Ukiah man who is suspected in the shooting death of another man on Barham Avenue in Santa Rosa last week. 21-year-old Nathan Little Bear Hoagland should be considered armed and dangerous. He is described as 5 feet 9 inches tall with brown hair and brown eyes and weighs about 160 pounds. Anyone who sees him should contact the Santa Rosa Police Department. A 24-year-old Santa Rosa man stole a Tesla from a home on Carr Avenue in Santa Rosa and was eventually apprehended after he crashed the car on Fulton Road just south of River Road early Sunday morning. Santa Rosa police attempted multiple times to pull over Jordan McGetchen, but he continued to evade them, reaching speeds over 100 miles an hour before losing control and eventually crashing. He was slightly injured in the wreck and is being held in jail in lieu of bail. President Biden says Israel would be willing to pause its war on Hamas in Gaza during the upcoming Muslim holy month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release some of the hostages held by the militants. Here is the president.
Close, not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
However, Israeli officials say Biden's comments came as a surprise and were not made in coordination with the country's leadership. And a Hamas official said the group would not soften its demands either. Sylvester Stallone and his wife Jennifer Flavin Stallone have confirmed they're moving to Florida. And they did so on the season 2 premiere of The Family Stallone, which streams on Paramount Plus. Stallone purchased a 13,241 square foot home in Palm Beach for over $35.5 million. The company says that now that all their kids have moved out and the fact that Jennifer has family in Florida, it made the decision to go a little easier. A proof copy of the first Harry Potter novel that was bought for pennies in a secondhand bookshop almost 30 years ago has sold at auction for $13,900. The first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, which states uncorrected proof copy on the cover, was bought in 1997 from a shop in South London, along with two other books, for a grand total of 50 cents. 8:34 KZSE, time for one final check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer David DeReddy. Hello again, David. How are the roads?
Yeah, thank you, Brent. Looking good out there. No crashes or incidents to report on. Still going to be a slow go northbound heading into Santa Rosa. However, we're backed up to Golf Course Drive. You'll be on and off the brakes up to downtown Santa Rosa. Please drive safe. Make sure you're buckled up from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer David DeReddy on KZST.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call Moore Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call Moore Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at moorehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at moorehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. Moore Home Services.
Hi, it's Joy from Jack Smith Glass. If you feel a breeze of chilly air, but you're inside your house,
time for some new energy-efficient windows.
Good call, Miley. Milgard has a series of vinyl windows called Trinzic. An expansive glass area and a narrow frame embraces modern home design. They're perfect for new construction and as replacements.
More window area means letting in more sunshine.
And with a variety of frame colors, you have more design control. Milgard really understands what you want. The low-profile hardware, uniquely designed for this series, practically disappears from view.
And Milgard makes sliding doors, too.
Right. Thanks.
And
we also supply and install gorgeous shower enclosures and mirrors, tabletops, and glass for picture frames. Come see our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Free estimates, professional craftsmanship, and excellent customer service since 1962. Online at jacksmithglass.com.
Mm-hmm. Jack Smith Glass and Sass, let's sun in.
Check out Avatar, The Last Airbender, streaming now on Netflix. In sports, Brandon Crawford is no longer a Giant. Reports say, pending a physical, he's agreed to join the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Warriors take on the Washington Wizards this afternoon. Your forecast, mainly sunny and mild for today. Low to mid-60s. Tonight, mainly clear in the overnight hours. Overnight lows dipping to the mid-30s. Maybe a little patchy frost again tomorrow morning. Otherwise, tomorrow afternoon, a lot of sunshine, low to mid-60s. It does appear that rain returns by late in the day on Thursday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Al Pacino, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Sam Rockwell will present trophies at the Academy Awards. Zendaya, Lupita Nyong'o, Nicolas Cage, Matthew McConaughey, and Jessica Lange, along with Mahershala Ali, will also present. So will the winners of last year's big awards. And if you need a reminder as to who they are, Brendan Fraser, Michelle Yeoh, Ke-Huy Quan, and Jamie Lee Curtis. The Oscars are March 10th in Los Angeles. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
I'm already a morning person, but make me laugh and I'm good to go.
KZST.
Same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay.
I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be if you can't be right. You can't be right, yeah.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah.
When I'm away from you, I miss your touch.
Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay, yeah.
I need you to stay.
You're tuned in to 100.1. This is KZST. Attention Santa Rosa. Are you ready to take a step towards a healthier heart? Join me, Debbie Abrams, and Sutter Health at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Thursday, February 29th for a life-changing evening with Heart Health 101. Starting at 6 p.m., immerse yourself in our marketplace exhibits. Enjoy heart-healthy appetizers. Explore health-related vendors, including relaxing chair massages. Then prepare to be enlightened by their renowned cardiologists and heart specialists. They'll dive into everything from basic heart functions to comprehensive strategies for preventing and managing heart disease. And don't miss the interactive Q&A session, your chance to ask the experts. Remember, the event is absolutely free, but please RSVP. Let's make heart health a priority, Santa Rosa. For details, visit norcal.info/heart. norcal.info/heart. We'll see you there.
With a reputation built on four generations of excellent service, Ongaro & Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. How old is your gas water heater? With regular inspection, draining, and flushing, you can expect a gas water heater to last from 8 to 12 years. If yours is getting older or you're experiencing problems, now is a very good time to replace it. For a limited time, Ongaro & Sons will replace your old gas water heater and take 20% off. This incredible offer expires soon, so call today. For over 90 years, Ongaro & Sons has been the name you've trusted to keep your systems running smoothly. We repair, replace, and maintain your plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar systems, offering upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Replace that old gas water heater with a new gas tank or tankless water heater and take 20% off. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Visit OngaroAndSons.com now to book your appointment. O-N-G-A-R-O and Sons.com.
You're tuned in to 100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and with me now is John Stout, the manager at the Sonoma County Airport. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking time out for us. I know how busy you are, and I've wanted to get you on the radio for a while with all the cool things that have transpired at our local airport. Such an exciting time at the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport. So, John, I want to mention the new terminal, baggage claim, runway, parking area, the restaurant, the wine bar, the coffee shop, the vending machines, all new stuff. Got to ask you, how is everyone loving the airport overall these days?
Everybody does love the changes that we've done with the terminal building. It reflects more of a sense of place than our modular buildings did, so it was easy to come up from a modular building. All the commentary has been very positive. They like the open, light feel of the terminal, and they like that we have some amenities now. It really is a great thing for passengers to be able to have a glass of wine, get some food after they go through security. And so we're just trying to keep those amenities and have a great experience for our passengers.
Well, I've been to the wine bar a couple of times, I must add, and it is pretty darn nice. I enjoy it.
Well, we're wine country, right? We have to have a wine bar.
Absolutely, and it's beautiful and clean and just so convenient. So, some other big news, Avelo Airlines just announced that they're permanently moving here, its base operations. So what does that actually mean for Sonoma County?
So what that means is they're going to shift two aircraft from Las Vegas to Santa Rosa. They'll keep two 737s here at the airport. And along with that comes up to 50 employees. So they'll have pilots, cabin crew, mechanics, customer service people, all moving to the area, and they will be based in Santa Rosa. Avelo does things a little different than most airlines. Their crew are home every night. So that is a great thing for their operations, and
they're happy.
Yes, they are. And with that, as you saw last week, they announced new destinations. So with the airplanes here, we'll be able to have more opportunities, and I'm very excited about that partnership.
Well, why don't you mention those destinations?
Mm-hmm. All right. So they will be moving the airplanes here May 1st, and with that, they'll be starting service to Kalispell, Montana, Pasco, Washington. Those two start on the 1st, and then they'll start Boise service on the 2nd, and then they'll do Salem on the 3rd.
I mean, our little airport's getting so big. I mean, it's so cool. I mean, now we have all these new places to go for summer vacations. We can think, oh, I've never been to Salem or Pasco. So that is such a cool thing. And how did you get them here? I mean, this was something that they researched, obviously, and said, we want to go to these places.
The CEO of Avelo has been in the aviation industry a very long time. And he's been very familiar with Santa Rosa. He worked with us at another airline in the past. And he's got kind of a soft spot for Santa Rosa. And when they started their first commercial operations, he knew he wanted Santa Rosa to be part of it. We were actually their very first commercial operation. So the first flight Avelo did on a revenue basis was Burbank to Santa Rosa. And because of that strong feeling for Santa Rosa, they've always looked at us to future opportunities. Our market has responded very well to the service they've given us. Boy, Burbank has done extremely well. They do that 6 days a week. Most of their flights, they do 2 days a week. And they've added Las Vegas, Palm Springs, and Bend. All of those markets have done very well. And because of that strength of our market and how the customers have responded to the service, they started talking to us about the base and future opportunities. So we're a very strong market for them.
Well, I mean, it's just so nice leaving out of here. It's so convenient. Now we really don't even need to go to SFO or Oakland International anymore. And I live 7 minutes from the airport here. It's so nice. And we have those unique peanut statues everywhere. It's just such a cool airport. Let's talk about those peanut statues. How does that all work? How do we get those?
We've gotten the concrete ones. We participated in the Peanuts on Parade when that was going on in Santa Rosa. So we sponsored those statues. And then after the event, we moved them to the airport, put them around the terminal area. And in working with Craig Schultz, we were able to get the bronze statues. So he, in the museum, we needed something a little bit more formal. That's how we got Charlie Brown and Linus out front. And we're very happy with all of our statues. And then, as you know, with the terminal project, we embraced our namesake. We wanted to really embrace Charles Schultz and his artwork, and that's how we did all of the art throughout the terminal. We worked with Craig to do the flying ace chasing the Red Baron hanging in our rental car area. And so we've got the best logo in the world. So
that's great.
Have to have peanuts.
Absolutely. John, congratulations on everything. I know you have a huge job out there as the manager. Is there anything else you can tell us, other projects going on or secret destinations on the way that you can share before I let you go?
No secret destinations on the way at the moment. We do continue to talk to other carriers to work on Denver and other markets to the east. We still need more eastbound destinations and some bigger hubs. So nothing new there. Projects that we're working on for this summer, we need to do some paving at the aircraft parking areas. Two spots we're going to start rebuilding those this summer and then adding two additional ones. That work will be done by next summer. We're starting work on planning for a runway overlay project for 2028. We're starting the design process for our new airport fire station and starting the siting for a new air traffic control tower. So these are all projects that'll take multiple years, but they take time.
So you have a lot on your to-do list, it sounds like. Great stuff for the airport. Well, John, thank you so much. John Stout, manager of the Sonoma County Airport. And I have a special song for you to thank you for being on the show and letting us know everything going on. And I don't know if you know it, but it's by Sugar Ray. It's called Fly.
So you
enjoy this. Thank you, John. Have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
God rest his soul. I
Welcome to 100.1. This is KZST.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free. Or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Chris Rogers is the local choice to be our voice in Sacramento. While other candidates may have moved here to run for office, Chris Rogers was born here. He's starting his family here with his wife, Sarah, a local nurse. When the Tubbs fire devastated our community, Chris Rogers worked night and day to make sure our families were safe and that we could rebuild and return home. Chris Rogers held PG&E accountable and will continue to lead on lowering our insurance rates. Chris knows our local issues and works hard for us. That's why he's endorsed by Senator Mike McGuire, Congressman Mike Thompson, the Sierra Club, and hundreds of local elected and community leaders. As our next assembly member, Chris will always work hard for us. Join us and vote Chris Rogers on or before March 5th.
Learn more at chrisrogersforassembly.com. Paid for by Chris Rogers for Assembly 2024.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill, Something Extra members get an amazing digital-only deal on fresh green asparagus. It's just $1.47 a pound, limit 4 pounds when you clip your digital offer. Not a Something Extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app today.
KZST.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now.
Time.
your time with the call. I took no time.